The departure of Bouch entailed cancellation of all his plans for bridging the Forth. Designs by Sir John Fowler and his assistant Benjamin Baker were adopted by the consortium and given royal assent on 12th July 1882. Parliamentarians were assured that the complexities of steel lattice work interlaced into the cantilever structure would result in the biggest, strongest and safest bridge in the world. Mrs. Falconer and Tancred of London and Mrs. Addle of Glasgow secured the contract for construction, and work officially commenced on 6th of June 1883. Hordes of workers descended on the two Queensferries, north and south. Even the island of Inchgarvie became camp for 90 foreign workmen. Up to 5,000 men were employed at the peak of construction, mostly from Great Britain, though personnel from the continent and even as far afield as Japan formed part of the labour force. Compression work inside the caissons was principally undertaken by a cosmopolitan team of experienced workers from France, Italy, Germany and Sweden. The lowly labourer received fourpence halfpenny an hour. A planer or riveter could aspire to 7 or 8 pence. There were 518 admissions to hospital through accidents at work, of whom 57 are recorded as deaths. It is suspected that more died later from their injuries. This could especially apply to compression workers who are prone to a bends, a diving disability. The figures do not appear shocking. Yet broken down, they reveal an average of 6 accidents a month and 1 recorded fatality every 6 weeks. Carelessness and indifference to risk are given as the main reason for accidents occurring. Yet the nature of the undertaking and perversity of the elements must have played no small part. There was also, of course, the self-induced disability, non-technically, as a brewer's stagger. One workman employed on a mundane task, devoid of any element of risk, was projected to his death by a wooden wedge dropped from above. 2 men working inside a caissoon were overtaken by an upsurge of water and drowned.